T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ray Dinger, Glenn Mack now, 94 WIP. All right, Ray, it's Sunday. The Eagles play, but so do other teams. Let's look at some games in the NFL. There you go. All right. Saints-Titans. Titans miss. Actually, I don't know if that was on the list of games you want to discuss, but I did. Titans are 7-2 with a big lead. Obviously, they lost some serious players. And the Saints have lost quarterback Jameis Winston. They are 4-1 on the road. How do you like this game?
Well,
by the way, Titans 3-point favorite.
Titans are favored by 3. Can they keep it going? I mean, Tennessee, you look at what they've done here. They've beaten the Bills, the Chiefs, the Colts, and the Rams in succession.
And doing it without Derrick Henry now.
And do every one of those games as an underdog, won them outright. And now they lost Derrick Henry, and he continued to win. Now they're at home, and the Saints are coming in. And the Saints have been up and down, but the Saints have a really good defense. And you know they're playing without Winston right now, but they're getting decent enough play from their from their defense that's been keeping them in games. I don't know. I don't know if the Titans. I give them all the credit in the world for being where they are right now and overcoming what they've overcome and fighting their way through a really tough schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. In this game, I just have a feeling that the Saints are going to come down there and play well. They know they have to. They know they're getting to that point in the season where they have to start getting it in gear if they're going to be a playoff team. And I just wonder if the Titans can continue winning games the way they're winning them without Derrick Henry. So I'm probably leaning a little bit more towards the underdog in this game.
By the way, I like that Mike Vrabel.
Oh, yeah, he's a good coach.
I do. He's a good coach. He's got a good presence. I got coach envy with Mike Vrabel.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, and anybody, if you ever interviewed him during his playing career, there are certain guys that when they're players and you interview them or you talk to them, you just say, you know, this guy's going to be a good coach. This guy's going to be a coach. And more than just being a coach, you get the feeling he's going to be a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I always had that feeling when I talked to Mike Vrabel. So the fact that he's gotten the opportunity and he's making the most of it doesn't really surprise me.
All right, let us go to a 1 o'clock game. I think this is going to be on broadcast here locally. The 5-4 Cleveland Browns at the 5-4 New England Patriots. Again, this is the time of year. Everybody's banged up. The Browns do not have Nick Chubb, who's on the COVID list. Kareem Hunt out again today. But the Browns are 5-4 despite it. I got rid of Odell Beckham Jr. this week.
Yep, and he goes to the Rams.
Yeah, which they needed. 2 days later, they needed.
And 2 days later, Robert Woods tears his knee in practice. And now Odell just steps right into the starting lineup.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't seem like an L.A. kind of guy. I mean, this seems like the perfect fit. This seems like the perfect fit for him.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. They said Odell probably not going to play much tomorrow. That's the Monday night game in the offense. But they think they're going to have him return punts because you can just do that.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you look at the Browns and the Patriots. They're both 5-4. And I was saying to you yesterday, you look around the league, it seems like everybody's 5-4.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's either got 5 wins or 4 wins. I mean, that seems to be the whole league right now. And we're right in these few weeks now where we're kind of sort things out. And, you know, the better teams will begin to rise and the lesser teams will begin to fall. And I think this is going to be one of those games that's going to kind of help us figure out exactly what these two teams are. You mentioned that in the AFC, it's sort of a mishmash. The Bills seem to be coming back down to earth. And here come the Patriots again.
No, Ray.
A couple weeks ago, everybody's counting them out, saying the Bills got this division locked up. People are talking about the Bills having home field advantage in the playoffs, number one seed and all that. And look who's looking over their shoulder right now.
Ugh.
And it's the Patriots.
Bill, how did the Bills lose to the Jags? How in the world does that happen?
Six to three,
right?
Yeah, 9-6.
9-6.
The team, the defense showed up. The offense didn't. Yeah. You know, Josh Allen, you know, he said it after. He said, blame this one on me. Yeah, this is my fault. Well, the defense did their job. I didn't do mine.
They got the Jets today, so hopefully they come back.
Yeah, I have to say that Mac Jones, the rookie quarterback from Alabama, he's not sensational. He's not spectacular. But he's doing everything that the coaches are asking him to do, which is basically just make some throws and don't make mistakes. And the defense is doing the rest. And, you know, you're getting to that time of the year when the Patriots always start to play well.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's all said and done, Glenn, they're going to be in the playoffs again. They really are. And I don't know if they're going to win the division, but they're going to be a playoff team. And I like them over the Browns today. I really do.
Okay. One more game. The Falcons, who looked, when the Eagles played them to start the season, like they were going to just have a terrible year. They've climbed back to 5-4. They are at Dallas, Cowboys 6-2, following last week's incredible blowout at home to Denver, where the Cowboys were down 30-0 until some garbage touchdowns at the end. When we look at this game here, the Cowboys are 8-point favorites at home. You know what? That's too many. 8.5 I see on TV. I'll take the Falcons with the points. I don't know about to win the game. How do you see this?
It was actually 9 this morning, so it's come down about a half a point. But that is a lot of points. When I saw the Falcons in Week 1 against the Eagles, I thought, man, this team's headed for a 4-13 kind of year. I mean, they looked that bad. Give the rookie coach Arthur Smith some credit. I mean, he's pulled this thing together. Matt Ryan's playing better. But when I went back and I looked at the Cowboys game from last week, to me, the Cowboys just didn't show up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it really
looked like. I think they thought they had it won at home, roll out the balls.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the way they approached it. And, you know, I looked at that game because it's the Broncos. I kind of wanted to get a look and see what the Broncos were. And I came away from it with more of an impression that this was a game that the Cowboys just didn't show up than it was a game that the Broncos came in and played great. I think the Cowboys, and one of the ways you can kind of tell is missed tackles and broken tackles. And the Cowboys must have had, I mean, I lost count of how many bad tackles there were, missed tackles or tackles where they just didn't wrap up. And that's a clear indication the team's just not ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
But they thought, listen, we've been playing, it would be great at home all year. We're getting Dak Prescott back. Broncos are coming in here. They haven't beaten a good team all year. This will be easy. Like you said, just roll the balls out on the field and let's pick up the W. And it wasn't that way. I mean, the Broncos showed up to play, and give them credit. They won the game. But it was clearly a case of the Cowboys just were looking past them for whatever reason they were. And they're not going to do that 2 weeks in a row,
mm-hmm.
Especially playing at home again. I expect the Cowboys to come out with a big effort today, and I think they're going to put the Atlanta Falcons in their place here.
All right. Well, we have one more game to predict. We will hold off on doing that until the end of the show as the nation awaits. Guy is in Austin, Texas. Wants to talk about the Birds. What's up, Guy?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi.
How are y'all doing today?
We're good. How are you?
Great city you live in there.
Good. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Everybody should move down here. I am a transplant.
No, it is Texas, which is the problem. It's like an island.
Yeah. I know. I'm in the heart of Cowboys country, but, you know, I like being a speck of green.
Yep.
Well, I just wanted to talk to you all about the draft coming up. I kind of figured this year was going to be a wash. I figured the best we can do is equilibrium. But with what do we have, 8 picks in the first 3 rounds? You think they can shore up the defense, shore up the O-line, the D-line? Where do you think they're going to go?
I think they have to go defense, and I think it's all 3 levels of defense. I mean, to me it's always linebacker, but the chances they're going to address that hot and heavy, Ray?
I think they kind of have to. I think they kind of have to. They've got to rebuild that area.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles have not drafted a linebacker in the first round since, was it 1978, Jerry Robinson? Was that the year?
78 is correct.
All right. Will they this year?
No, 79.
Ray, 79. Assuming they keep all 3 first-round picks, will they take a linebacker with one of the 3? 42, 43 years later.
If they keep the 3 picks, will one of them be a linebacker?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Probably not.
Well, Guy, there you go.
Well, and can I pick a player that I would have liked to roll with today?
Sure.
I know this is kind of an oddball, but I think he would be great for this particular Eagle team. Jeff Garcia.
Oh, gee whiz. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Not sure it would be my pick.
Probably not mine either.
Probably a quarterback or two I might look at.
Mm-hmm.
Not my priority today, but if it were, and I like Jeff Garcia. He had a nice little run here.
Mm-hmm. He sure did.
But I don't think he's the answer to the problems. But listen, it's creative. Walt in Delaware wants to get back to the Phillies farm system. Walt, I'm trusting you heard us with Todd Zielecki an hour ago?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting because right as you were talking to him, I stumbled on some things here. I live in Lower Delaware in Sussex County near Rehoboth, and I go to see the Delmarva Shorebirds, and one of my things I would go see Lakewood play. And I'd save my programs and call me weird. I'm one of these guys that keeps score. And as I was going through the programs, I was like, oh, I should have seen this person, that person. I can only find from 2015 or 16 on, I could find about a dozen names. And you want to hear this rogues gallery here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bailey Falter, Brogdon, Maton, Vierling, Boehm. The only from 2015, the only real legit good major leaguer is Hoskins.
Yeah.
Sir Anthony Dominguez, saw him.
Yeah, well, they're counting on him for next year. We'll see.
Yeah,
coming back from injury.
I think I said Boehm, Kingery. I saw Moniak a couple of times. Totally unimpressive.
Kingery and Moniak were huge fails. I mean, maybe I don't believe in Moniak at all, but maybe Kingery can come back because he did show. You know, he had one year that wasn't. It was a pretty decent year.
His first year was more than decent.
Yeah.
His first year was actually promising.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe they can get him. But listen, it's the scouting and it's the development. I'm sorry, Ray.
You know, that's it. It's the scouting and it's the development. It's both of those things hand in hand. I mean, you have to scout. You have to scout and draft good players. But then it doesn't stop there. Then when you get them in your system, you have to teach them your way to play baseball and then develop them into major league players. And the Phillies are doing neither. Their drafts are bad. And they get the guys in, and they don't develop. They don't develop at all. And
hey,
it's that's why Dombrowski. One of the things, there weren't that many encouraging things about this Philly season, to be frank. But one of the things that I did find encouraging was that Dombrowski, with about a month ago in the regular season, just blew out all those guys in the organization. Just got rid of them and just rebuilt them, because that's whether they were analytics driven or whether they were just bad scouts. The fact of the matter was, whatever they were doing didn't work. And so bring new people in and give them a chance.
The amount of anonymous names on all these rosters is just mind-boggling.
Oh, it's incredible. And you look around the division. You look at the Braves and the Mets and Washington, and then the players under 25 years old who are among the best in the league, and you realize the Phillies have just kind of wasted all that, which is why I think it's going to be hard for them to build back unless you can get that. You know, you just can't keep going out and signing $200 million free agents. It's exciting for the fans, but you're not going to build a winner that way.
No, you can't. But the problem is to do it that way, and it's the right way to do it. It takes time.
Yeah.
You know, and the fans here have been waiting a decade for this team to win. If you tell them to be patient, you know, we're going to develop players, we're going to bring them up to the farm system, you're talking about another 3 or 4 years before you realize that. And Phillies are not in a good place right now. Because one of the things, the points you kept making last year was – you're wasting the prime of Bryce Harper's career. That's the real tragedy of all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the guy had an MVP season and didn't even make the postseason.
Yep. Good point. All right. We will come back. We will take some more calls and give you our picks. We'll give away today's prize, which is a pair of seats to see Anything Goes, Swarthmore Players Club, November 25th through December 11th, with me, Ray, on the stage, singing, dancing, acting the fool. I get married at the end, Ray.
What?
Spoiler alert. I get married at the end.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have given that away, huh?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Do we see, is the wedding ceremony part of the production?
Ray, some things
need. Do I get to throw some rice?
Sure.
Good.
Flowers, whatever you like.
Okay, good.
There you go. All right, we'll wrap up with some calls.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.